From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is accusing Republicans of neglecting the middle class. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, Mr. Obama's trying to convince the GOP to allow an extension of unemployment benefits to pass the Senate.
President Obama appeared in the Rose Garden today with three unemployed workers. He's hoping to dramatize the harm that Republican opposition is doing to ordinary Americans.
It's time to stop holding workers laid off in this recession hostage to Washington politics. It's time to do what's right, not for the next election, but for the middle class. We've got to stop blocking emergency relief for Americans who are out of work. We've got to extend unemployment insurance.
The Senate will take up the unemployment benefits extension measure again tomorrow. Republican leaders issued a statement saying the president's remarks were disingenuous and that all they want to do is make sure the unemployment benefits don't add to the deficit. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Al-Qaeda's second-in-command reportedly is strongly criticizing Arab leaders allied with the West. Reuters News Service reports an audio recording purported to be that of Ayman al-Zawahiri has been released. On it, the speaker calls Arab allies of the U.S. and Europe more dangerous than Israel. He singles out Egypt's president, Hosni Mubarak, for his decision to impose a blockade of Gaza's border with Egypt. The recording was posted on Islamist websites often used by Al-Qaeda. At least 60 people are dead and an unknown number injured after a rail collision in eastern India today. Authorities in West Bengal state say a speeding passenger train plowed into another that was waiting at a station. People rushed to the scene and searched the mangled trains for survivors. This was the second major train crash India's seen in as many months. An Oklahoma County District Judge has issued a temporary injunction on a state law requiring women to watch an ultrasound before having an abortion. From member station KOSU, Michael Cross has more on this case.
Abortion rights advocates are celebrating the decision to halt House Bill 2780 until it can be proved constitutional. Martha Skeeters, the president of the Oklahoma Coalition for Reproductive Justice, says the law forces a woman to watch an ultrasound and listen to the description of the fetus from the doctor.
Obviously, if the state legislature can require this of women who are seeking to terminate a pregnancy, they can require it of anybody. So this is really government out of control.
The state argues abortion providers are already doing ultrasounds for women to make sure the procedure is safe and is moving for a summary judgment before it goes to court. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for January 21st. For NPR News, I'm Michael Cross in Oklahoma City.
U.S. stocks have been wavering after mixed economic news. Last check, Dow was up 14 points at 10,112. From Washington, this is NPR News. A Greek journalist was gunned down today outside his home in suburban Athens. From Athens, Joanna Kakissis reports police say a domestic terrorist group may be responsible.
Police say the casings from the bullets that killed 37-year-old Sokratis Golias match handguns used by a domestic terrorist group called the Sect of Revolutionaries. The group says the news media are mouthpieces for Greece's corrupt businessmen and politicians. It emerged after Greek police shot and killed a teenage boy in December 2008, sparking widespread rioting in the country. The terrorist group attacked a TV station in Athens in February 2009. Golias is the first journalist murdered in Greece in more than 20 years. He was the news chief at a well-known radio station in Athens. He was also a prominent blogger and a reporter who relished uncovering scandals about Greece's power elite. Police said someone knocked on Golias' door this morning and told him someone was stealing his car. When he ran out to investigate, he was shot dead. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
The federal government's allowing BP to keep a cap shut tight on a blown-out well in the Gulf for another day, even though something's seeping within 2 miles of the well site. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says BP's given scientists its word that it is closely watching for new leaks on the seabed. Firefighters in central Washington appear to be making some headway against a 10,000-acre fire thanks to easing winds. Associated Press is reporting that the fire is about 15% contained. However, three firefighters have been injured in the process. The blaze near Yakima has burned three homes and threatened some more. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.